This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. One of those websites is what I do with my patients in the clinic, and the other is how we feed them. Yes. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. In our Western society, we're always trying to find the easy way out. Give me a magic pill. Dr. Jack, you keep talking about the right kind of oils and the bad kinds of oils, and you talk about the right kinds of amino acids and overcooking this, and what you have to say about carbohydrates makes sense, but it's hard to shop. Is there anything that you can do? Is there anything we can do that could kind of incorporate this into one? And it's the magic pill thing. You know, we're so pill-oriented in the medical world. You have this problem, oh, we have a pill for that. You got that, oh, we have a pill for that. That pill didn't work? Well, we have a pill to work that didn't work. And so that kind of thinking, which is very contrary to the way natural laws of health work, just seeps into every aspect of our society. It's in our political thinking. It's either Democrats or Republicans. It's in our financial thinking. It's either credit-based or species-based. And it's in our social lives. I'm sorry, son, it's either football or soccer. We can't do both. I mean, we want everything reduced to what we call, you know, the least common denominator. We want life made simple. And so when people ask me that when it comes to nutrition, I have a standard answer, but they usually don't like it. But some do, and when they follow what I'm about to tell you in today's Good Day Health Show, lives change. Now, and this is a surprising answer, because it's about bones. All traditional cultures, and by traditional I mean as far back as we have written records, and we have Sumerian records, thousands of years ago, of bone soup, 25 recipes, in fact, in Sumerian records of how to make bone soup. But all the traditional cultures made use of bones in some way. They would consume bones. And this is where a lot of the diet plans nowadays are missing out, because in traditional cultures, even if they had dairy products, they would also take the bones of small animals. They would grind them up. They'd make a paste out of them. And they would add these bones to their diet. And they ate softened, fermented bones, or they made bone broth. And all of these methods, especially the ground-up bones, give you adequate amounts of calcium in your diet, and you need that extra calcium. You cannot get adequate calcium from vegetables and meat. First of all, you need the dairy products, but then you also need the bones. So that, I know that sounds foreign, because when I tell this to my patient, that, you know, their forehead crinkles up a little bit, or they pull up the corner of their mouth, and they say, can't you get calcium from broccoli? I was told you could get calcium from green leaf vegetables. Yeah, but you'd have to eat 8 cups of broccoli every day to get the amount of calcium you need. Now, obviously, that can't be done. Even if you choked down 8 cups of broccoli, you wouldn't be able to digest that. And the traditional cultures understood this kind of stuff. They knew they had to eat bones to have strong bones. And they didn't know anything about calcium. They just knew that they had to eat bones pretty much on every continent where this has been studied. I mean, I even found some descriptions of certain cultures grinding up the bones of little birds and the bones of little mammals and putting those bones into their food. Now, something foundational came to the surface with Dr. Price's studies back in the 100 years ago that was written up in his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. Still in print. You can go to Amazon and get a copy of it. And when you read through this stuff, some of the interesting things he discovered in various continents and peoples that have very strong bones, like the Eskimos will ferment their fish until the bones become soft. And so when they eat the fish, they're eating bones, and that's how they get their calcium. But here in the West, we have dairy products in our diet, so we don't necessarily have to eat bones. But people who are allergic to dairy, who can't do dairy or won't do dairy, this is a very important way to get this important nutrition into our diets. And I tell my patients, chicken broth. You cook those chicken bones until they're soft. Then you can crush them up. And then you can add them to your soups to get your calcium. And it's the main way that these traditional cultures would get their calcium. When I look at the African diet, they ferment bones, and they make a fermented bone paste out of it. Now, I know that sounds ghastly, but this was a very important part of their diet, especially in tribes that didn't have cattle or goats, so they didn't have dairy. And there's a tendency in modern dietary schemes now to minimize the need for calcium. And Dr. Price found that these traditional cultures that had bones of steel were getting at least 15 milligrams of calcium a day. Now, you can get that very easily with a couple of big glasses of raw milk or several ounces of cheese. But if they didn't have that, they had to get the calcium from bones. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, a regular with Doug on the Good Day Health Show, and I'm talking about if there's one thing that I can get my families to change in their dietary intake, it would be this. Because bones are for our bones. I see not only older people who are coming into my clinic with a boot on their foot because they broke their ankle. I'm seeing young people. I'm seeing teenage soccer kids. I'm seeing people in their 20s. Oh, I just missed step and broke my metatarsal or I broke my ankle. And they write it off as, oh, I just missed a step. You shouldn't fracture your ankle when you miss a step. And so I put an awful lot of emphasis on the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and K. And you need those fat-soluble vitamins so that your body can properly use calcium to make healthy bones. And you also need phosphorus, which we get from lots of foods, including bones. And you need fat-soluble vitamins A, D, and K, and you need calcium, and you need phosphorus. And we're all seeing very fragile bones, even in babies. This shaken baby syndrome, I started looking into this a long time ago. A baby will go into the ER with bruising, and the parents haven't done anything. And the bones of these babies are so fragile because of vitamin D deficiency and calcium deficiency, and who knows what else, because of the kinds of food these kids are being fed. And then the parents are accused of shaking the baby and causing injuries. The problem is the malnutrition of that child, and this is heartbreaking. But when you look at the different groups around the planet, you've got Eskimos who ferment their fish. There are people in Africa who ferment the bones and make fermented bone paste. We have several descriptions of American Indians that would grind up bones of small animals. But there's another way. And we have the almost universal practice of cooking the bones in water. You're not just cooking the bones. You're cooking the joints, the tendons, the cartilage, and everything. And that's not only giving you calcium. It's giving you all the components of the cartilage. The glycine is a very important amino acid for collagen. And it's a universal practice. I mean, the Eskimos made stews and soups by cooking the bones of their animals. It was a widespread practice in Africa. In Asia, even today, they have bone broth with almost every meal. And the beef broth is a fixture of the Korean diet. And the American Indians, and we learned this from the doctors that were a part of the troops, after the Civil War, when they started moving, the westward expansion increased, they would have doctors who not only were there to take care of the troops, they were there to study nutrition, especially of the indigenous tribes that they came across, because a lot of descriptions of the American Plains Indian is just dramatic, perfectly strong bodies, very tall, wide jawbones, high foreheads, well-formed cheekbones, and extremely strong and handsome. And there's only way, and that's not genetics. That's your diet. So some of the earliest recipes we see for bone broth come out of Sumeria, as I was saying earlier. There are about 25 recipes. They're all for recipes that make bone broth out of bones. But they would put in blood. They'd put in organ meats or meats. But they were all recipes for broth. And there were three others on another tablet that they found that were like a meat pie, a chicken pot pie, chicken with broth and gravy. And one of the nutrients that is very hard to get from a plant is calcium. First of all, there's not a whole lot of calcium in plant foods, not in the concentration that you get from animal foods. And it's often blocked by things like oxalic acid, which makes it very hard to absorb calcium in a plant food. So you'd expect to see a lot of bone problems and growth problems in people on a plant-based diet. And if you do have a plant-based diet and you can get a little animal food in there, especially the broth, then if you add small amounts of animal food to a plant-based food, you're going to fare a lot better. I have my son had a grandson at 12 years old on a trampoline fracture his ankle. But it was above the ankle. It was the tibia and the fibula that just snapped in half. That does not happen in a natural setting with a 12-year-old boy. But they're vegans. They were raised vegan, which I think is child abuse, to raise a child vegan. You want to do it later on in life and experiment with it, that's your business. But you do not do this with a child when they need that calcium for their bones. But you don't necessarily need a lot of animal foods. They just have to be high quality in the amount that's, you know, I can't think of a better example than Africa. These people are poor. And they can't, the sub-Saharan African nations, and they can't afford a lot of meat. It's a plant-based diet that they have. But as long as they're not starving to death, they do well on that kind of a diet. That's because the animal foods that they're eating give them these fat-soluble nutrients. But they eat insects, they eat frogs, and when they do kill an animal, they eat the whole animal, including the organ meats, and then they cook up those bones, which is a lot less wasteful and more sustainable when you use the whole animal than the way we tend to process animals here in the United States. But one of the worst things is that butchers are not allowed to put organ meats in sausage and hot dogs in America. In other countries, you can find organ meats in sausage and hot dogs. Why would I be pushing organ meats? Because that is the densest nutrition inside an animal's body. Now, when we get back, I want to talk about the beneficial health effects of a diet that is built around broth. If you had a cup or two of broth every day, and kind of a setting for that. So you're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'll get into more of this as soon as we're back from the break.
Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And I love talking about this stuff because this is something easy to do. I'm 72. My four grandparents were all born at the end of the in the 1890s. And I can remember visiting their homes. I was born in 50. So I can remember in the mid-50s to late-50s when we would visit our grandparents, there was always a pot of stew or soup or something on the stove. Now, today's fast-paced life. You've got some friends coming over, you've got relatives showing up, whatever else, and everybody's suddenly hungry. Well, what do you do? Well, you call DoorDash, or you call some of these other delivery things. Oh, let's get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let's get some burgers. Let's get some pizza. Let's get some sushi. And all these overly processed foods that are severely lacking in basic nutrition is what ends up at your door, and then everybody stuffs their bellies, and they're happy, and they're filled up. And then you just go on and do whatever you're going to do. Back when I was a kid, when we would show up, we weren't even asked if we were hungry. We were shown into the kitchen, and I remember my mother's mother. She would scoop out a ladle full of this soup, and I'm telling you, it's some of the most delicious stuff I have ever tasted in my life. We always looked forward to this. And she'd have a scoop and a bowl, and we'd sit down at the table because she did not want to hear any of us complaining about being hungry. And then later on in the day, there would be something else that would be made as a meal. But her gravies were made out of this. Her soups were made out of this broth. The sauces were made out of this broth. And what was in that broth? Everything your body needs to build bones. Now, a lot of grocery stores you go into today in the meat department, you'll see bones wrapped up. You didn't used to see that 10 years ago. But there's so much demand for this because people realize no matter how hard a job they do to try to provide the best food for their families, they're getting sick or they're losing their energy or their skin is starting to fall apart. One of the best side effects of organ meat is the arachidonic acid that's in there that absolutely gives you beautiful, beautiful skin. But that's subject for another show. So the difficult thing is talking about this is trying to save the bones from chicken. So some of my patients who've just really gone hog wild with this, they'll get chicken feet, they'll get chicken heads, because these things are so loaded with what your bones need. Now, I know that's yucky, and I know that sounds foreign, but even if you save the bones and cook those up, you're going to still have a nice bone broth. I have a patient who grew up in Italy, but she came to the States in the 30s. And she said, when we talked about these kinds of foods, because she has the most beautiful skin. And it's not because she was raised in a Mediterranean diet, although she was. It's because of the stews and the soups that they were eating all the time. And she said, we never threw the bones away. No matter what we were cooking, we would never throw the bones. We'd have the bones, the tendons, the cartilage, the collagen. All that stuff was thrown into a pot and cooked until the bones fell apart. Now, you don't have to eat that part. You can filter it. You can use cheesecloth to get what's called the golden broth, which is the richest part of all of this food, the richest part of the collagen that's in there. But an interesting thing also is that this kind of a diet is great for your mood because it helps to regulate dopamine levels. So you don't have to find your closest chocolate or your closest cup of coffee. You come away from eating soup that's made like this, and you flavor it however you want to, rosemary or thyme or oregano or poultry seasoning, whatever you want, and fill that soup up with such delicious taste, no one will turn it down. When we get back, I'm going to talk about more of this and the benefits of this kind of a diet. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
In the headlines this Saturday, don't put away your summer stuff just yet. It's pool and beach weather today. More than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch right now, stretching from Texas to Georgia. The National Weather Service says in Shreveport, Louisiana, a record broken Friday with an all-time high of 110 degrees. In New Orleans today, the real feel will be around 108. In Houston, Texas, the real feel up to 111 degrees. To the hot race now for politics in 2024, President Biden asked by a reporter to comment on former President Trump's mugshot. Here's correspondent Brian Shook with details.
Biden told reporters he saw it on television and called his political rival a handsome guy. I'm Brian Shook.
This is USA News.
wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. This is the last segment I'll be doing before I join Doug. He'll be here with me before too long. And I've talked about this face-to-face or microphone-to-microphone with Doug for almost two decades now, and he understands this, and he's a soup maker. But a lot of us didn't grow up with these traditions. When immigrants would come to this country, they were encouraged to forget their old food traditions. It was patriotic to go out there and buy American foods. And Americans were told that it was patriotic to buy this cheap food. And it was deliberately suppressed. I mean, we have to come to an understanding of why and forge some new ground like the pioneers, because we're having to learn to do these things all over again. Out here in Utah, where my clinic practice is, we have a very high Hispanic population. So I have a lot of Hispanics in my practice, and they're bringing me pastoli, and they bring me different kinds of Mexican foods as a thank you for the care that we do. And their foods are delicious because they're made from broth. I can't turn it down. Now, there's an old South American proverb that says, a good broth can resurrect the dead. There's another one that says, fish broth will cure anything. And that's why people say today that chicken soup is good for the soul. You hear these little axioms like this. And you give this to somebody who's sick, and then there's something very nourishing about it. It's the old Jewish grandmother who has a son, he's working in the stock market, he's at a computer all day long, he's beating himself up, he's not getting enough sunlight, the stress of having to perform is wearing him down, and he calls his grandmother, and what she do? Brings over a pot of chicken soup, and within 48 hours, he's back on his feet. That, we hear those stories, but there's a lot of truth behind that. Oxtail soup is another very good one. Oxtail soup is probably one of the most concentrated soups for calcium, for phosphorus, for glycine, for lysine, and several other amino acids that's necessary for strong bones. And so then some of my patients will say, well, we can't afford to eat organic. I can't afford to eat this way. Hey, I had a very tight budget, you know, going to school with a mess of kids. And we would always, I started doing this back then because we would often go buy a turkey. That was the easiest way to feed all those kids. And then when we picked all the meat off those bones, my wife would throw those bones into a pot and make turkey soup. And she'd boil those bones for about 24 hours. And there'd be this little scummy stuff that would come up to the top surface of the soup, and she'd scoop all that out. And then she would scoop out the bones, and she would pour that soup through a cheesecloth to filter out anything that was left till you had that golden broth that was left over. No one will turn down that golden broth once it gets inside their mouth. And then she would flavor it. She could flavor it Mexican. She could flavor it Italian. She could flavor it Thai. She could flavor whatever the kids were in a mood for. She would use the spices and the flavorings. And I could see when these kids could go 2 or 3 days just eating chicken soup or turkey soup, their moods calmed down because they were getting vital micronutrition that allows the brain to work in a much more balanced way. So we need a lot of nutrients for the brain, stuff like glutamine, and that's the ultimate brain food. But that's not the ultimate brain food. The ultimate brain food would be animal fats because your brain is made of cholesterol. It's made of fats, but the bones are for the bones. So when you make soup like this, there is cholesterol in there. There is fats in there because it rises to the top surface. Now, one of the great disappointments of Dr. Price's life when he traveled the world, he wanted to find a culture that didn't eat anything but plant-based diets. And he said it was his greatest disappointment. He had hoped to find a culture that was healthy from only eating plant foods, and he never found one. And he went to every continent except Antarctica, and he found that they would go to a great deal of risk and trouble to get the animal foods, even traditionally if they were at war with each other. Especially coastal people, people who were at war with one another, who lived on the ocean shores. And interestingly enough, a historical fact from this is they would not interfere with the opposing side's attempts to get seafood and take it back to their people. Not their soldiers necessarily, but to their women and their children. And all of the sacred foods of these traditional cultures were animal foods. And I'm dealing with a pregnant mama, whether it's her first child or subsequent pregnancies, I said, listen, sweetheart, the best thing I can get you to eat would be to start on broth, because that baby's bones is absolutely going to need this and raw milk and raw cheese. This is very important for pregnant ladies. Some people don't want to go to the effort to do this, so they say, well, I noticed that there's broth in the stores, and some of them are organic. Would that be a good source so we don't have to make it? No, I don't think so, because if that broth that you buy in a package in the supermarket will not gel in the refrigerator, then there's not enough of the collagen that's in there that you need. And I'm very concerned about what happens in the flash pasteurization process of this stuff anyway, because it's usually in aluminum-lined containers. And during that flash pasteurization, the aluminum can move into the broth. So it's always best to make your own, especially in an iron pot. And there are brands of frozen broth that you can get that's probably a little bit better. But the thing is, when you make the broth and it's at room temperature, it has to be jiggly. It can't just look like a pot full of water. It's got to jiggle. If it doesn't jiggle, there's not enough collagen in there. So, you know, once I can get these things across to my patients, on how to make bone broth, because there's all kinds of videos on YouTube, how to make bone broth, how to make chicken broth. It will not only improve your health, it'll draw people to your dinner table faster than anything else. Because when you have chicken broth there, you have the basis for a wonderful soup. You have the basis for a great sauce. You have the basis for all the great recipes in cooking that involve broth. And I really can't overemphasize the importance of this kind of a thing, because before there was refrigeration, before there was electricity, before there was, you know, supermarkets, most of our ancestors ate for dinner what they were able to glean from the earth that day or the day before. And then when winter approached, they would have their larders or they would have their root cellars, and they would salt their meats, heavily salt their meats to preserve it during the winter months. There are places now online where you can go get grass-pastured meats, whether pork or beef or lamb or and even goat, if that's in your recipes, whatever, that has been salted, that is months old. And the older this meat gets, and it doesn't spoil, it doesn't go bad because of all the salt that preserves it, the more the protein structures break down inside of that meat and makes it easier and easier and easier for your body to digest it. Canning, before we had canning, which showed up in about the 1800s, before we had canning, they would just dry out the vegetables. They would just dry out in the sunlight, and they would put this into their root cellars. But most of the vegetables that were grown 150, 200 years ago was for the animals. That's right. It was for the – they didn't just feed them hay. They didn't just feed them alfalfa or grass or whatever else. They would feed them these vegetables. And then they would survive through the winter with broths and soups and breads. And a lot of kind of a trend that I've seen show up in different places around the country is where you can go into a restaurant, especially seafood restaurants, and I see this in San Francisco, where you just get a bowl made out of bread. And they'll load it up with New England clam chowder or some kind of crab chowder or something else. And if you can get that with fermented, unbleached bread, you got a pretty good meal there. Now, I keep getting pushed, Dr. Jack, please, there's got to be an easier way. There's got to be an easier way for this. And I always tell them, well, the trade-off is the health of your children. But isn't there a pill? Well, Standard Process makes a product called calcifood powder and calcifood wafers. Calcifood is made from raw bones, raw sinews, raw fascia, raw cartilage, raw tendons, and these come to the Standard Process plant in Wisconsin. And they're put into these huge ball mills, the kinds of ball mills that mining companies use to break up the ore. And they have these huge ceramic balls, like really big bowling balls that are ceramic. And this thing sounds like a hurricane on top of a tornado on top of an earthquake. They make so much noise. So they're in a building isolated off by themselves. And they put these bones and all these animal products in that tank with all of these ceramic balls, and they load it up with a wheat bran, and there's a couple other things that slip my mind right now, to absorb the fat, to absorb the protein structures. And this is done at low temperatures, and it sits there and grinds and grinds and grinds and grinds until it ends up into a mash. And then they take that mash and they stamp them into these wafers called calcifood. So when I am dealing with somebody who just says, listen, I've tasted broth. I know how good it tastes. We have favorite restaurants here in town that use bone broth as the basis of their soups and their sauces, and we know how good it is. We just don't have time. All right, then chew up 4 of these wafers a day. Because all the raw materials to build bones and strengthen the bones are in these pills. Now, that's never as good as the real McCoy, but it's pretty darn good by itself. Now, I chew up 4 of them a day myself, and I am so inspired by today's show that I think I'm going to put a pot on the stove this weekend and cook up some bone broth because I haven't done it for several months. And the more I talk about it and the more I remember how I felt in the past after a day or two of eating a cup or two of bone broth a day, because of its mood-settling effect of regulating dopamine in the brain. It's hard to find anything that our ancestors did that was really, really backwards, because they were in a survival situation, and they didn't waste anything of the animals that they slaughtered. They ate the brains in soup. They ate the heart They ate the liver. They ate the kidneys. They ate the thyroid. They ate the thymus. They ate the adrenals. Because they knew if they ate those foods, they would be strong and healthy. Because nature packs the greatest nutrient-dense combination in the organ meats of mammals. It's not in the chops. It's not in the steaks. It's not in the filet. It's not in the pork chop, although that's not that bad. It's stuck away into the organs. All right, that should take care of us for today. I'm going to join Doug here in a few minutes. You can get more information from what I have to say here at thegooddayhealthshow.com/podcast or my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. So stick around. Doug and I are going to get together in just a few moments. I hope I held on to your attention today. We'll see you later.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being, and then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at TopLoss.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Jack Stockwell. He's here on Good Day Health. Doug Present. Steffen with Dr. Jack. You can get at gooddayhealthshow.com the best of information from Jack's perspective on how to handle diseases, food choices, all that good stuff. And so Jack is here at the behest of his own. He's got a great website, actually. ForbiddenDoctor.com is a great concept. And they also have products at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The best is the Lee Long Life Energy Enzymes, which I take every day, morning and night. And I even give them to Daisy, my dog, because I think they're good for us, good for them, under the circumstances.
Good for any mammal.
All right, so speaking of mammal and mammary glands, Jay loves it when I start talking about mammary glands. What comes out of a human, what comes out of an animal that has mammary glands is something called colostrum. And you and I were just talking about that as to how to get it into your system. It's so important to get it. I am familiar with it because I give extra to my calves. I have four new calves that are on the farm, and one of them was a little iffy when it came to how her GI tract was working. So we give her electrolytes, and we give her more colostrum to settle things down. Otherwise, they get what's called the scours, which is when the cows, remember, have four different stomachs. And when you get into this, when you get this stuff going in your stomach, it really makes a mess of things. Here I am doing all the talking, and it's yours.
Well, I want to speak right now. I usually speak for Forbidden Doctor and jackstockwell.com, but now I'm going to speak on the billions of mammals that are on this planet that are called mammals because they possess mammary glands that produce milk for their young until the young can either learn to hunt or are taught how to be fed some other way with something further down the food chain. Mm-hmm. However, the fact remains, in the first few days of newborn life, once they're separated from mama's placenta and the little cord is cut, or bit through or slice through or whatever else. It is absolutely essential, and I'm going to talk humans now, in the first 3 days of life, that baby's gut gets mama's colostrum in a heavy enough dose to line every surface of that baby's new developing gut that will start as soon as food hits its stomach with this colostrum, which is a super gigantic D-Day invasion of that baby's gut with mom's immune factors. Now, that baby has survived in what we believe is a somewhat sterile environment inside the bag of waters, inside the amniotic sac, but now that it's free to the world, it's being exposed to all the bacteria and viral agents and everything else it's going to come in contact with. And it's going to carry mom's immune system in its bloodstream for about 4 to 5 months until it starts to develop its own. But in those first few days, whatever seeds that walls of the gut of that baby is going to be there the rest of its life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why breast milk is so absolutely essential to a newborn human being. We have identified over 300 ingredients in mama's milk. Look at the ingredients in a can of formula. There might be a half a dozen. And there's a big difference that takes place here on the health of that baby in the future.
All right, so I'm going to lead you into a discussion I had on Saturday night at dinner with somebody that I was introduced to. I was sort of set up, if you know what I mean. Get once in a while, you should meet this woman, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so we got discussing. This woman is someone who's in her 50s, and she's in fabulous shape. She does a lot of weightlifting and that sort of thing. And so I asked her what the things were that she should take, or that she was taking, not should take, but that she was taking, because most people who develop themselves like that can't do it on their own. They need a little help. So she talked about she talked about human growth hormone. I always thought that if you took a supplement, a human growth hormone supplement, it would be bad for you, because I think somebody told me once a long time ago, I don't think I ever asked you this, you take stuff like that, if you have a little cancer in your body, it'll make it worse, or it'll feed it or something.
It can.
Yeah.
It can make your prostate grow.
Okay, so you shouldn't take HCA. So what should
you
take?
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at all. I'm just saying that you need that needs to be regulated, because there's several other factors inside your physiology that determines your body's use of the HCH or the HGH or the HCG or anything else you're taking.
Yeah. All right. So
you got a growth hormone. Be careful.
Be careful. That makes good sense. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.